Hello and welcome. This file is called My Little Girl. And in this file you will be my little girl. I will dominate you and I will take you and I will fuck you, making you feel really feminine, really controlled and pretty much taken. That's right. You will become my little girl and my little slut. And I will use my little girl. Now if this is something for you, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relaxing, allowing your body to grow heavy and comfy as you get ready to go into a deep trance and have a wonderful experience. Letting go. And let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper, deeper, I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe, as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper into trance with every word I say, now it's time to experience a little fantasy, time to be my little girl. That's right. Now, before we begin, I want to make sure that you are always safe. Because if at any time during this experience becomes too much, too intense, or in any way negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this experience become too intense or in any way negative for you, you will instantly wake back up. It will be easy for you to wake back up, and you will know that it was just a little fantasy and that you are absolutely and totally safe. That's right. Now, because you know that you are always safe, it will be easy for you to completely immerse yourself in this fantasy, to completely let go and experience it just like a dream, where as long as you dream, you don't know that you're in a dream. It's just real for you, and this experience will become more and more real to you. The more I describe it, the more you immerse yourself in the experience, in the fantasy, knowing that you are absolutely safe. That's right. The more I describe it, the deeper you immerse yourself, the more real it will become. Just like a dream, it will feel completely real for as long as you're in the dream. You can see everything. You can feel everything. You can hear everything. You can taste and smell everything. It will simply become absolutely real as you immerse yourself deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. And now it's time. Time to get into this little fantasy. And today, you're going to be my little girl. That's right. And you waited so long to visit me. And today is the day. You dressed up in your cutest, the most sexiest dress. And you're wearing your cutest underwear, your sexiest little panties and bra, garter belt, stockings, a short dress. Of course, this is your fantasy and your outfit, and you made yourself as sexy as possible for me. That's right. Sexy makeup. And you're here at the address I gave you. It's an old villa. And you're walking up to the door. Your heart is beating. You're nervous. You don't know what to experience. You have the butterflies in your stomach. And it's so easy to feel even more feminine when you feel these butterflies, this nervous, just like a little girl. Well, today you are just my little girl and nothing else. That's right. And you push the doorbell, your heart beating so hard, so fast. You're so nervous. And then I open the door and let you in. Hello, my little girl. You blush a little bit. Come in. I close the door behind you. Your heart is beating so fast, so hard. And then my hand is around your throat, pushing you back against the wall. You feel the cold marble wall on your back through the fabric of your dress. You feel my hand around your throat, pushing you, pinning you against the wall. Your mind is spinning. You instantly feel completely submissive, feeling so soft, so weak. As I stare down into your eyes, my eyes capturing yours, binding your eyes, and I just stare down into your eyes, into your mind, into your soul, and you're completely paralyzed, like a deer in the headlights, as I push you back against the wall. As you feel the cold marble, as you feel my hand around your throat. I caught myself a cute little girl, didn't I? And I come closer to you. You feel my body pinning yours against the wall, pushing against you. I place my knees between your legs, my upper thigh pushing against your clitty, my hand tightening around your throat, pushing ever so slightly on your arteries. You feel your head growing just a little bit lighter, a little bit dizzy. You feel the warmth of my body pinning you against the wall. You feel the cold marble of the wall in your back. And then I kiss you, forcing my tongue into your mouth, invading it, penetrating it, taking away your breath as my hand around your throat pushes harder, pushing down on the side of your neck, stopping the flow of blood to your brain. As I kiss you, as I take away your breath, my tongue invading your mouth, conquering it, taking it. You feel so weak, so girly, so feminine, your head is swimming, you feel so controlled. Your head begins to feel woozy more and more, spinning, dizzy. And then I suddenly completely let go, take a step back. You stumble forward, and I catch you in my arms. Yeah, that's okay, little girl. Let me help you. I hold you, help you to get upright. Standing in front of you, you feel so soft, so feminine, so girly, so submissive. That's right, my little girl. Such a good girl. I place my hand under your chin and pull you in. Pull your face closer to mine. You feel so controlled. And then I give you another kiss, invading your mouth again. Violating your mouth, making you my little girl, my little toy, my little slut, that's right. Such a good girl. And I break the kiss again and you gasp for air, still confused, still dizzy. And I just guide you in, into the saloon. I sit down on a big leather armchair, getting comfortable, and next to the armchair there's a kneeling pillow on the floor, and I gesture to it, and you sink to your knees facing me, but to the side of the armchair, looking up at me, and I run my hand over your cheek, the back of my finger over your other cheek, running my thumb, tip of my tongue, ever so gently over your lips, my beautiful little doll. And indeed, the careful way I treat you makes you feel like a fragile little porcelain doll. That's right, you're such a good little girl for me. But you're also my little slut, aren't you? My fingers under your chin, my thumb is pushing into your mouth, penetrating your mouth, forcing my thumb into your mouth, and you instinctively begin to swirl your tongue around it, to lick it, to suck it, to show me what you can do. Ah, such a little slut you are. I pull your face in a little bit closer, come closer in. And you're my little slut, aren't you? Yes, my little girl, my princess, my whore, my little slut. That's right. I let go of you and order you. Get up. You get up instantly, not even thinking, just obeying. And I move the pillow, move it between my legs, and have you kneel down again. You're kneeling between my legs, looking up at me. I stroke the side of your head, tell you that you're such a good little girl, while my eyes gaze down into yours, binding your eyes, making it impossible to look away, looking deep inside of you, deep into you, penetrating you with my eyes, while I stroke your face, running the back of a finger over your cheek, down your neck, the tip of my thumb over your lips, just looking down at you, making you feel so submissive, so soft, so feminine, so helpless, so controlled. My little girl, my little slut, and you know it, you feel it, that you are my little toy to play with, to fuck with. That's right, my little girl, my little slut. And then I run my hand through your hair and pull your face down so it's resting on my stomach, stroking your head, telling you that you are such a good little girl, such a good little slut for me. And while you lay there, you smell something, the scent of my cock, my balls, my manly scent in your nose, and it does things to you. You feel your mind becoming even more fuzzy, warmer. You feel your whole body tingling, starting to become alive. The smell of my sex is sending you in heat. That's right. And you try to wiggle down a little bit, to get closer, to smell it more. And then you hear my voice. Don't you think I see what you're doing there, you little slut? You really are a desperate slut, aren't you? I run my hand into your hair, pull her head back a little bit, and then force your face directly into my crotch. And you smell it, full force. You feel your mind spinning, all your thoughts just melting away as it sends you in heat, as it makes you feel so weak, so girly, so feminine. You smell it, deep breath, feeling your thoughts melting away, feeling your control melting away, feeling the heat rising inside of your body, the desire, the need, the craving. And yet there's nothing you can do. My hand is holding your head, forcing you deeply into my crotch, forcing you to smell it, forcing you to lose yourself in it. That's right. Get going, little girl, and only use your mouth. And it's a little bit tricky to open my fly, to open the buttons with just your mouth, to get my cock out of the boxer shorts. But you're rewarded with my big cock springing up in your face. And you can feel it. You can feel the saliva collecting in your mouth. You're practically drooling. The desire, the heat, the need is overwhelming. You're so close. You can smell it. You need it. You crave it. Carefully kiss the tip, then run your lips over it, and almost instantly you lose yourself completely in it. You start sucking it in more and more, swirling your tongue around the tip, licking, pleasuring, running your tongue along the entire length. You don't even have to think about it, you just do. It just happens. You're the born little slut, aren't you? You just lose yourself in pleasuring my cock, sucking it deep into your mouth, licking, pleasuring, losing yourself in it, pleasuring this wonderful cock, my cock, losing yourself in it completely, forgetting everything else, not even thinking about what you're doing, just doing. Just a natural born cock slut. Such a good little girl, such a good little slut. And then at some point, while you force it deep inside your mouth, you feel my hands on the back of your head, pulling you down, forcing my cock deep into your throat, deep down into your throat, forcing you to hold your air as my cock is deep inside your throat, holding you down for a long time. You feel the need for air growing inside of you, but the need for cock is overriding it. Your head is growing so light, so dizzy, spinning with the need for air and with the lust you feel. And then I let go, pull you off my cock, and you gasp for air. As I stand up in front of you, pulling you up, pulling you up. My hand around your throat, holding you. My other hand stroking your cheek. And then snaking its way down your body, rubbing your little clitty through your panties. Just rubbing the top of your panties while the other hand tightens around your throat. You can feel your mind fading away. You can feel the darkness closing in as I interrupt the flow of blood to your brain, as you feel even more dizzy, even more controlled. And then I let go completely. You're swaying a little bit. You're so horny. You're so needy. You're so desperate. You feel so controlled. You feel so soft. I just look down at my cock, and your eyes follow mine. And as soon as you see it, you don't even know what's happening. Before you know what you do, what you wanna do, you find yourself down on your knees, sucking on my cock again. It's an automatic reflex, just what you do. Kneeling in front of me, looking up in my eyes, wrapping your slutty little mouth around my cock. That's right, such a good little slut. You feel my hand running through your hair, stroking your head. As you suck my cock, as you deep throat it, and then at some point I pull you off with my hand in your hair, pull you off my cock, pull you up, turning you around and throwing you over the backrest of the armchair. And it's so high that your feet don't even touch the ground as you lay on there, but all I do is pull off your panties, tear them off of you. Then I get you down back down to the ground, grab your wrists and tie them together using your panties. Then I grab your chin again, forcing you to look up into my eyes and tell you that you are my fucking little slut. My eyes penetrating you, looking deep into you. And then I grab your dress, grab the top of your dress on both sides. And with one swift motion, I tear it apart top to bottom. And the torn piece of fabric just drops from your body, making you suddenly feel incredibly exposed, even more exposed than you already are. And then I turn you around again. You feel me brushing up against your back. You can feel my cock touching your back, my hard cock against your back, against your ass. You know what's coming. You feel my hot breath on your neck, breathing into your neck, whispering into your ear, you are my little slut, my little toy. One of my arms wraps around your chest, my fingers playing with your nipple, my other hand around your throat, and as I bend you forward a little bit, you feel my cock on your ass. You feel my cock finding its way. I let go of your nipple, and my hand sneaks down, down to your clit, my hand cupping your crotch. And then I push your ass onto my cock. You feel my cock forcing its way into your ass, penetrating you, taking you, fucking your ass. You feel it slowly penetrating your ass. Feel the sensation of my cock entering you, fucking you. And then I begin to fuck you, and quickly everything becomes a blur as I fuck you and fuck you, One hand always around your throat, pushing you up against me. You feel my body against your back. You feel so controlled. Your hand are tied by your panties. My hand around your throat is holding you. My other hand is playing with your clit, playing with your nipples, controlling you, taking you, fucking you, making you mine. You just lose yourself in it. You just lose yourself in it more and more. Time ceases, everything stops as you are fucked and fucked and you lose yourself in it. It's just one giant massive emotion. It feels so good, so amazing. My hand around your throat, my other hand playing with you, my cock in your ass, fucking you, using you, making you my little slut, my little girl, my little toy, fucking you hard, making you feel so controlled, so feminine, so girly as you're fucked. Fucked hard, and you just moan and groan and lose yourself in the pleasure. And the only way you notice that something changes is when my hand around your throat pushes you tighter and tighter, and you feel your mind fading away again. And then you feel my cock growing harder and harder and harder as I come and you come. As you almost fade away, I let go as you come. Coming so hard, coming harder than you ever came before as I come into you. Come hard inside of you. You feel the cum flowing, the hot cum pushed inside of you. And then I let go. You feel my cock slowly sliding out. You feel yourself so woozy, so lost in pleasure, so controlled. And then I just scoop you up in my arms and carry you to a bed. Put you down on the bed, lay down next to you, cuddle up against you under nice waft blankets, your back on my chest, holding you, my arms wrapped around you, you laying on my strong arm, your head on my strong arm, holding you, my arms wrapped around you, my legs wrapped around you, holding you firmly. As you fade away, so tired, so sleepy, feeling so controlled, feeling so soft, so weak, so submissive, so good, so deep in my control, knowing you are my little girl, you are my little toy, you are my little slut, whatever I want, that's right, and it feels so good. As you fade away, drift away, float away into sleep, deeper and deeper, further and further away, sleep. And in a moment, it's time to leave this little fantasy. That's right. And you will find that you will have a vivid memory of everything that happened. You can vividly remember everything, every emotion, every sensation, just as if it had really happened, because in a way it had happened to you. For the memory, there's no difference between something you experienced in your fantasy and in reality. The memory is just stored data, so you can allow this memory to become as real as you want, and you can remember it whenever you want, being my little girl, my little toy. And now it's time to come back, time to revert to normal, back to your normal self. Or maybe you like to feel this submissive and this feminine and this soft for the rest of the day. In that case, you can just take these emotions out of trance with you and cherish them and enjoy them for the rest of the day. That's right. Now in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy, ready to come back with 1, slowly waking up, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, coming back further and further, 5, halfway there or so, alert, awake, aware, 6, waking up completely, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers as you completely wake up And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoyed this file and want more files like this, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being my little girl, and goodbye.